This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Northwest Wisconsin zone saw the largest totals for this year's bear hunting season, which fell short of the statewide harvest target. According to preliminary results released by the DNR, on Wednesday, the 2025 season saw a total of 3,724 bears harvested across the state. That total was over 300 bears short of the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, and slightly below the five-year harvest average of about 3,800 bears. The 2025 bear hunting season ran from September 3rd to October 7th, with 13,110 bear hunting licenses awarded to hunters across the state. Hunting Zone A in northern Wisconsin was the only zone to exceed the harvest target, seeing a total of 1,161 bears harvested with a target of 1,075. The DNR issued 1,680 licenses in Zone A, leading to a hunter success rate of 69%. Hunting Zone D in western Wisconsin saw the second highest harvest total, but did fall short of its harvest target. Hunters harvested 906 bears in the zone with a target of 1,100. The DNR also issued 3,570 licenses, leading to a hunter success rate of only 25%. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones accounted for a preliminary combined total harvest of 2,067 bears. Hunting zones B, C, E, and F combined for a total of 1,657. Northwest Wisconsin led the way in a resurgent bear hunting season last year, with 1,237 bears harvested in Zone A and 1,177 bears harvested in Zone D. Overall, the 2024 season saw a total of 4,285 bears harvested, which is over 500 more than the 2025 season. You can find this information in an article posted on civicmedia.us. Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m., you're invited out to the Turkey Trot 5K Walk Run at the Flambeau River YMCA. This is a fun event for the whole family, so come run or walk dressed up in your turkey best. Prizes will be awarded to the first female and male overall finishers. They will also be collecting donations for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and a door prize raffle winner will be drawn after the last finisher. You can receive extra door prize entries for non-perishable food items, one extra entry per item, and all paid early bird registrations will receive a Park Falls beanie while supplies last. Early bird registration ends November 17th. You can register online at business.parkfalls.com or pick up a paper form from the Park Falls Chamber office. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA right here in Park Falls. Finally, leaders can begin overhauling Wisconsin's prisons. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
On both sides of the aisle, leaders have long debated what to do about our overcrowded prisons and troubled youth facilities. Governor Tony Evers' plan in his budget would have included $500 million to get things done faster, but the legislature removed his plans. In a meeting of the State Building Commission Tuesday, leaders voted unanimously to release $15 million to begin planning. Here's the governor.
Basically, this is to release the money so that we can finally get this project going. Simple as that.
This is the baby step of baby steps. Eventually, the goal is to close the old Green Bay Correctional and close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Institutions once they build alternatives in Madison and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Park Falls Police Department would like to remind you that winter parking restrictions will begin on November 1st. This means that you are not allowed to park any vehicle or leave any vehicle standing on any street from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. between November 1st and May 1st, except as expressly allowed by the Chief of Police or his designee per administrative policy. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation on or after November 1st. They hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. You are welcome to contact the police department if you have any questions about winter parking. Once again, Park Falls winter parking restrictions do begin on November 1st. Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's a holiday fair over at St. Anthony's Padua Center. This features a general store and bakery, crafts, themed gift baskets, homespun Christmas items, raffles, and more. There will also be a harvest lunch served with hot turkey and gravy on a bun with cranberries, coleslaw, pumpkin crumble dessert, and beverage, all for $10 with carryouts available. And don't miss the handmade quilt event. This will feature a beautiful handmade full-size quilt designed and donated by Pauline Fenzel, Kathy City, and Jane Korob. Chances are available for $5 each or 3 for 10. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. over at St. Anthony's Padua Center in Park Falls. Wisconsin is the only place in the nation where Veterans Day is not a state holiday. Now some lawmakers want to change that. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
It started out as Armistice Day in 1919, marking the end of World War I. It became a federal holiday about 20 years later, and then in the 50s was renamed Veterans Day to honor all who served. Over time, 49 states have made it a state holiday, and Wisconsin is the only holdout. State Representative Maureen McCarville.
We are better than that. We have to be better than that. This legislation, if we can get it to a vote, will help Wisconsin catch up with history. Let us do something for a veteran and declare November 11th a state holiday.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced three bills that would benefit veterans, including one to make Veterans Day a state holiday. That idea has been floating around for years. It passed the state Senate in 2017, but the Assembly never voted on it. And in Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal, he wanted to make Veterans Day and Juneteenth state holidays. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed those provisions. Jim Gingras is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel.
These are not partisan issues. These are Wisconsin issues. And honestly, I know that the legislature can come together and find the compromise solution, to find that way to come together to honor those who have served us, to honor those who have been willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how these bills move forward, because they are really about Wisconsin and helping Wisconsin be better.
Making it a state holiday means state offices would be closed and school districts that close for state holidays would cancel class. Democrats' package of bills also creates a veterans mental health grant program and adds funding to the Missing in Action Recovery Program. All three proposals would need Republican support to pass. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Some fog this morning, but that will burn off here later today. But we will stay cloudy with a high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, maybe even a flurry mixed in, with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.